opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Nick Duffy. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
I'm calling from 973-925-4559. I'm calling from 973-861-9611. That's me.
McDuffie? McDuffie, go ahead.
That's me. Okay, that's me. I'm calling from another line, 9611. That's me. All right, I'm going to start right now. Where's the countdown? Give me the music again, please. Countdown music. I think I'm on the air right now. There you go. Yeah.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
All right. This is Reverend Michael Dean. Definitely do welcome you, of course, to, of course, another episode of the Mike Radio Show here at DGV Radio. I'm calling in today due to the weather and some situations, but I'm here. And I'm also letting you know that we're on every single Saturday, of course, at www.mikebroadcastddb.com. And if you want to tune in to me, all you do is follow that download at www.mikebroadcastddb.com and follow the tune-in radio, and you can always hear me live on every Saturday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. I'm also on my Mike Live show here on my phone, so I'm doing two things at the same time. Those who, of course, driving vehicles, they can't watch, they can listen on this broadcast at the same time I'm doing Mike Live. I'm going to continue on this teaching I've been doing the past couple of days on kingdom principles from the life of David. And I'm going back to 1 Samuel 16 and 1 Samuel 17 to prepare you for the close of 2017 as you enter into 2018. I'm in the middle of a couple of things. My nephew, Marcus McDuffie, is also playing on television, of course, with Wichita State basketball. And a lot going on at one time, and I made a decision I'm not going to quit no matter what goes on. And so if you have your Bibles, please go back to 1 Samuel chapter 16, 1 Samuel chapter 17. And this is something you have to take some good notes. God bless you, Marcus Lee. God bless you, Christopher Johnson. God bless you, Charles Burgess. And so we've got two things going on at the same time. I've got my Mike Live show is going on right now while you watch me. And also, I have www.mikebroadcastddb.com for those who are truck drivers riding cars, and you need to follow the tune-in radio spot and be hearing live. If you cannot call in to 973-925-4559 because I'm occupied the line, but this is something you need to listen and watch even in this hour. Now, I've been talking a lot about David's promotion and how God wants to bring him into this year, 2017, and prepare you for 2018. I also give honor to my daughter who allowed me to use her phone. It was a struggle to get it for 1 hour. And so, I wanted to make sure I'm tapping both of my audiences, the Mike Radio Show here at DB Radio, and also Mike Live Show through my Facebook. So if you have your Bibles, go to 1 Samuel chapter 15. Before I can talk about the principles we learned from the life of David, I have to tell you how David's problem began. And this is something you have to understand. Now please hear me. Charles, please hear me. Nelson, please hear me. Council President Cotton, and also Keisha. It's important to understand where does David's problems began. David's problems began due to someone else's rejection. And some of you are in trouble today because you're taking the place of another. God overlooked someone and God put someone else in your place. And so sometimes during rejection and promotion, there's a lot of things going on because God is moving and God is shifting things around. And so don't get disappointed sometimes when you are overlooked or you are rejected. It means God is about to promote you. Rejection is nothing but promotion in reverse, and God gave me that years ago. So when people overlook you, it's not because you can't do the job. It's not because you're not qualified. It's just sometimes people are just plain old player haters. They drink player hater juice, and they don't want to embrace who you are. And so while people might reject you and sisters might reject you and even political parties might reject you, but if God has chosen, he has already anointed a prophet named Samuel who is going to anoint you in the midst of your brethren. Now, I want to read some things to you as my notes. Hello, Pastor Jose, Miss Connie, God Body Haywood. I want to really travel with Duffy, my cousin, my family. I want to really encourage you as 2017 closes that God is preparing you for 2018. David was chosen because nine people in front of him was rejected. I want you to hear me closely. David was chosen because nine people in front of him were rejected. And you have to understand, it's not always the person that's rejecting you. It's probably the demon spirit and the devil that's afraid of you. And you have to understand the process of humility. Humility, I like to always call humility, or we might call humbleness, really means actually, when it says the meek shall inherit the earth, it really means control strength. It means not to retaliate, not to strike out as they did you. And a lot of times, the Bible says the meek shall inherit the earth. That simply means my strength is controlled because the greater one, the Lord Jesus Christ, is fighting my battle. And when the time has come, and when the time comes, when everything is set, when everything is aligned, whatever is in the earth that belongs to me will come to me, whether you like it or not, whether you like it or lump it. God bless you, Wayne Fisher Sr. God bless you. God bless you, Michelle Hicks. God bless you, Joshua Green, my cousin. And so it's so important to understand the process of living around from the principles of the kingdom of David. We have to realize that David's problems began because he was promoted in the midst of rejection. Okay, now, I'm going to show you this. First of all, King Saul was rejected. You read 1 Samuel chapter 15, the ending verse says it like this. Then Samuel left Ramah, and Saul went up to his home in Gilboa of Saul until the day Samuel died. He did not go to see Saul again. Although Samuel mourned for Saul, the Lord was grieved that it even made Saul king over Israel. If we come into 1 Samuel 16, verse 1, the Lord said to Samuel, who is the divine prophet at that time, at that hour, how long will you continue to cry for Saul, since I have already rejected him as king over Israel? Now, God is going to give Samuel a new assignment. You're going to fill your home with oil, and you're going to go on your way. I'm sending you to the house of Jesse of Bethlehem, whom I've already chosen one of his sons to be king. Now, I want you to hear me closely. I'm going to take you this quickly because I don't have a lot of time to waste on this whole chapter. Number one, Saul is rejected. According to Jewish culture and climate, Jonathan should have been the next son to become the king. But God also rejects Jonathan. Then you come down to Eliab, which is the oldest brother of David, and then the rest of the sons. So from Eliab, he was rejected. Abinadab, he was rejected. And Shammah was rejected. And the rest of the sons that's not mentioned was rejected. When you count all of them up, that's exactly nine rejections. David shows up as number 10. Now keep in mind, number 10 is the, and according to the numerical revelation that God's given me, is the beginning of the number sequence at the next level. See, it's really, there's 0 through 9 one-digit numbers. When you start doing number 10, that starts the double reference. That starts the double anointing. That starts the number sequence at the next level. So things that happen at number 10 means there's something new about to begin at the next upcoming level. Not new beginnings in number 8, but number 10, which means the starting over of that system, but at another level. So David represents a king that's not chosen because of position and stature and power. He represents a king that's chosen by his heart because he has a desire to chase after the presence of the Lord. This is very important to understand this. And this is what you have to work on before God begins to promote you or exalt you. You have to work on the matters of your heart. And this is why a lot of times in this hour, we're coming into 2018, God is not looking at how educated you are, although we need education. God is not looking at how tall you are, although some of us are tall, or how short you are. God is looking at the heart of the matter. What is your motive? Why do you do the things you do? Why do you serve God? What's the purpose of attending your local church? Is it to show people that you're more spiritual, more deeper? Why do you do all night prayer meetings? To show folks that you pray longer than everybody else? What's your motive of why you are deep and spiritual? God looks at the matters of the heart. Now, in 1 Samuel chapter 15, God had fired and rejected Saul, King Saul, because King Saul did not obey what God told him to do. God gave him a direct assignment to remove, to destroy the Amalekites. He decides, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do what I want to do. So he turned a good thing into what he called his own right thing. But when good is not right according to God's purposes, it becomes evil. And so God rejected King Saul. Did not even give him a second chance. Just fired him and said, I'm going to replace him with someone else. And God does not tell Samuel who it is. He just tells Samuel the prophet, go down to Jesse's house. By the time you get there, I'm going to let you know who it is. Which also gives us a revelation. God will always tell you everything up front. He tells you things on your journey. When you obey him at letter A, he gives you the next part at letter B, and then a letter C, and then a letter D. Stop trying to get A, B, C, D at the letter A. Sometimes you have to take one step, and then God will begin to open up other stuff. Roland says the heart is exactly what God looks at because God tries the heart. You got to have a pastor, Melanie Clear, spiritual daughter, Tanya Gray. And so a lot of times God will look past position and look past power and look at the matters of the heart. This is why sometimes your outward behavior could be off, but God will still recompense you and reward you according to the heart of the matter. And sometimes God will deal with the heart first and behavior will catch up second. Now, you're listening to www.mikebroadcastpdb.com, and we come to you every single Saturday, of course, at 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, but you're also watching me, Mike, live. And I'm watching God open up new doors and new connections and new support through my social media. And because I'm following the things of the Spirit, and so you may want to know, why this God? Why not this God? Why so long, God? Why so short, God? And you want all the answers at the letter A spot. But God does not give you all the answers at the letter A spot. He told Samuel, go down to Jesse's house, and I will tell you who you will anoint to be the next king. Okay? And we start at chapter 16, verse 4. It says this, Samuel did what the Lord told him. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the elders of the town trembled when they met him. They asked if he would come in peace. That's how much power Samuel had, a mature prophet who could pronounce judgment and pronounce blessings. Samuel replied, yes, I'm coming in peace. I've come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourself. No word for sanctify. Don't sanctify yourself. Set yourself apart. Because I'm coming. I got the word for the Lord. Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, surely this is the Lord's chosen. Excuse me. Children of the Lord's anointing stands here before the Lord. But in 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, here's when the problems began for David. Now keep this in mind. The problems began for David, and David is not even in the room. At this particular time, David is outside taking care of Jesse's sheep, the eighth son of Jesse, not called to the ball, right? Reminds you of Cinderella, not a part of the group, outside. Okay, not part of the functionality of the norm, not part of the circle, not part of the denomination, not a part of the prophet's ministry, the apostles' ministry, the bishop's circle, totally overlooked. But God looks at the matters of the heart, okay? But the Lord said to Samuel, do not even consider his appearance or his height. You know why Samuel was used to that? Because that's what happened to King Saul. They looked at how tall he was, how strong he was, and looked at his position. It looked like he was fit for the uniform of the outfit. But God said, not for this one. I am going to reject Eliab. Now, that's the term they used in the Hebrew language, the term reject. So Eliab, though he desired to be the next king, he was rejected because God was looking at the matters of the heart. I'm not looking at military position. I'm not looking at how long you've been in ministry, how anointed you are, how great thou art. I'm looking at the heart of a man. This is very important. That's why your heart has to stay tender. It has to stay forgiving. It can't keep rehearsing stuff. Bitterness starts up in the heart. The heart got to stay clear, okay? but have rejected him, the Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab and had him pass in front of Samuel. This is verse 8 of 10 Samuel, verse Samuel 16. And Samuel said, the Lord has not chosen this one either. Verse 9, Jesse then had Shammah pass. And all these names are biblical names, Shammah, Abinadab, Eliab. These are all biblical Hebrew names, and God was rejecting all of them. But Samuel said, no, nor has the Lord chosen this one. Verse 10, Jesse had seven of his sons pass before Samuel, but Samuel said to him, the Lord has not chosen any of these. This is where David's problems began. He is going to walk into a situation where nine others in front of him was rejected. King Saul, rejected. Jonathan the son, rejected. The eight sons that passed before him in his peace, rejected. And David is going to show up as the tenth possibility. And this is deep. I want you to see this. When the prophet said to Jesse, you sure this is all your sons? Now, you got to read the Hebrew text on this. And Jesse says, well, I still got one out in the field. That's David. And you got to read it. It's like he's saying, I know you don't think about David. That's when I left. I didn't take care of the sheep. He's not even militarily trained. He's not a part of our denominational training. He doesn't dress like a military fighter. He's taking care of sheep outside. You think this? It can't be David, right? They're still the youngest, Jesse answered, but he's outside tending the sheep. Look what Samuel says. Samuel said, go get him. And we will not sit down until he arrives. I want you to see how this caused a problem. Eliab, watch this, all right? Abinadab and Shammah wanted this power. They wanted this promotion. And just like Cinderella, I'm going to overlook the mother and the stepdaughters, and I wait till Cinderella comes. Cinderella is a symbol of David. That's right. You're looking at someone else to be the hero in this hour, and the guy that's picking up sheep doo-doo is the one that God is going to use, the one that's in the back room, the one that people forsook and left, the one that people looked over, the one that didn't fit their bid and it fit the way they think. See, that's the one that David. If that's the one that God's going to use in 2018. And the deep thing was the prophet told him, don't sit down until he comes here. Now, I got to think this thing over. This is deep. I'm saying to myself, whoa, wait a minute. Why would you tell us not to sit down? Because that's a term for honor. When you come into court and the judge walks into the bench, they say, Judge Jones, all rise. And everybody got to stand up. So they're already giving honor to David, who Samuel already knows is about to be promoted as the next one, is about to become king. Now, this was the deepest part about this. David ain't even stuck in no position. He don't care about being no apostle, no prophet, no evangelist, no pastor, no teacher, no king. No, he's not interested in Titus. He's picking up a little bullshit doo-doo. He cut off their hair. He chases down lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. He's not even thinking about it. Now, listen, we got a break in about 5 minutes for the first commercial for DVD Radio. But I want you to understand something here. I want you to understand this. When you're not interested in position and you're only interested in presence, God will give you position. I'm going to say this one again. Hear me closely. When you're not interested in position, when you fall in love with his presence, you will get position. In our church circle that I've been around for 37 years, a lot of the leaders I meet, they want position so bad, they don't care about presence. Presence will bring position. When you get the position, it doesn't even matter whether you have it, because the function of you setting so automatically is like, you know, folks call you what you want. Call me reverend, call me pastor, call me doctor, call, I don't care what you call me. I'm going to function. And who God called me to be, whether you like it or lump it. David is naturally being a shepherd because that's who he is. And so when he's outside in the field by himself, he's throwing God love letters. He's talking to Adonai. He's making love to God in the spirit. and he's taking care of the responsibility that Jesse gave him. He don't care if he's not called to the ball. Yeah, he don't care whether or not you call him to the meeting. He don't care if not part of your circle or your bishop's circle, your apostles. They don't care about none of that stuff. They don't care about that. I want to do his will. I want to knock out devils. I want to change society. I want to change concepts. I want to bring a new way to life for my people. I care if my folks die. I care if my folks can't sleep. Well, I care about the next revelation or the next deep anointing. I don't care about none of that stuff. Now, I'm sitting inside of my apartment. I got to heat. The folks outside right now don't have any place to go, freezing to death. We more concerned about who preached the best sermon and who prophesied the more accurately. We a bunch of idiots. We need deliverance because we put the emphasis on something that's not even as important. This is very important to understand this. And so this season, I'm looking for people that got a heart for ministry. I don't care how long you've been preaching, what degrees you got. I'm looking at your heart. You got a heart to serve, I want to raise you up. You got a heart to serve the school district, I'm going to raise you up. You got a heart to do ministry and no one notices your anointing. You just want to serve and help a senior citizen, help a child read a book, help pray at the stop sign. That's who I want to raise up this season. And this is who Samuel anoints to be the next king. Verse 12 says this. Now, verse 11 says, keep staying until we come in. All right? I got 2 minutes before the first break of DDB Radio. Hold on. Hello, Nicole. Hello, Tanya Gray. Hello, Buffalo. God bless you. God bless you. Joshua Cunn Williams, one of the greatest solos in the world. And when David comes to the Bible, said he was ruddy with a fine appearance, had some features. So nice, young-looking guy, handsome, probably coming wiping his hands from being dirty. He's not dressed in a military outfit. This guy is calling to a meeting. He don't even care about it. This is how you know when you're ready for a position, you don't really care about it. It's like a bonus. Learn to be hungry, don't be thirsty. When I see folks thirsty for a position, that scares me because you're not even functioning as a servant. You want to have a title. What title? It's the presence. It's falling in love with Christ, being in his presence, serving the body of Christ. This is what prepares you for kingdom accessibility. This is very key. This is very key in this hour. Watch this. When he comes in, the Lord said to Samuel, rise up and anoint him. He is the one. Sound like the Matrix, right? That's the one. He's the chosen one. I'm sorry I rejected King Saul. I'm sorry I rejected Jonathan, his son. I'm sorry I rejected Eliab. I rejected Abinadab. I rejected Shema. They got nice gospel names, but that's not the one I'm doing. God bless you, Florio. God bless you, man. I got praying for you and your leadership in the Board of Education. And we're about to go politically to the council. God bless you, Florio. Thank you for tuning in. So I look over all of them and chose this sheep herding. I chose this guy who don't care 2 cents about position. This is the one I choose. Now, here's the problem. Samuel anoints him, right? Because the verse 13 says, so Samuel took the horn of oil, right, and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David in the power of the Holy Spirit. And then Samuel gets up and goes to Ramah. This is deep, man. Samuel anointed the 16, 17-year-old kid in front of the brothers that wanted his position. And here's David, who don't even care about the position, walks into a meeting he was not even called to in the first place. I'm going to take a break from DDB Radio, and we're going to come back to part two. I'm going to keep talking for my mic live. Thank you for tuning in to DDB Radio at www.mybroadcastddb.com. Let's take our first commercial break.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait and switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now. And now, back to the program, DDVRadio.com.
Okay, now we're back to DDV Radio. Now, I want you to go back to 1 Samuel chapter 16. And, of course, you're listening to www.mybroadcastdvd.com every Saturday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. But you're also watching Mike live. And I'm trying to encourage you, at the end of 2017, learn to close doors to give people and don't carry any drama from 2017 to 2018. Don't allow folks to drama, gossip, don't allow folks, I heard what someone told me, this is what someone said. Shut all that drama down. Close out 2017 and come into 2018 with a faith saying, God, you're already preparing meetings for me and promotions for me that will exalt me to the next level. Now, I want to show you something. And here are some principles I want to give you. While David is chasing presence, God is already preparing promotional events. While David is outside taking care of Jesse's sheep, David is starting to know there's a promotion going on. And the promotion is there's a celebration going on in Jesse's house that a new king is coming into power. Can I give you something prophetic? While I sit here in my chair at my AI 237 site, and some of you sit there watch me on this show, there's another meeting going on, and you're being prepared to be promoted and don't even know it. You're about to be connected to some movement, to some exaltation, to some promotion that you don't even think, dream, or imagine. God is about to promote you. And everybody wants what you have. And God says the one that's going to get it is not even in the room yet. So God shuts down everything until you show up. You know, that's some powerful stuff, man. That will stir up some jealousy and some envy. Let me give you some stuff to do when you come into the room with your enemies. Let me give you some natural things. Keep your teeth nice and white. So when God began to promote you, you smile a whole lot. Do something like this. Praise the Lord. God is good. They just start laughing. Because everything the enemy tried to destroy you with and kill you with, you smile your way through. Don't let the devil see you stressed out and your face frowned up. Come into a room smiling. Come in shouting. You'll do it. Yes, he will. Keep trusting him. Three things to keep on your teeth to keep them very white. Hydrogen peroxide, baking soda, and coconut oil. That's your toothpaste. Hydrogen peroxide, baking soda, and coconut oil. Brush your teeth about a good 5 minutes and then gargle for about 15. Hold on, the right word I'm using. And wish I did, right? Get all that stuff out your throat and got it. Keep you healthy and keep you powerful. All right, this is what I'm trying to teach you something. Because you need your teeth nice and white. So when the enemy starts seeing you get promoted, they'll gnash their teeth while you smile with yours. That's why I smile. God, I tell you, this is exciting. Because you have sown and fought for 2017, 2016. Folks don't know how long you've been sowing seed. You've been doing some of this stuff for 37 years. And about that time, that 38th year come, that 39th year come, a harvest will come when nothing that anyone can do can stop you. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. And I'm not coming down. And I'm going to stay up. I'm all the way up. And when you start having that mindset, that's scary to people because what they fought for, they try to manipulate, tries to get over. You got it naturally by sticking with Christ Jesus and the kingdom principle. If God begins to promote you like you're playing a game of chess, and the deep thing was, which is so deep, man, you know, because after verse 13, the Bible says in 14, that the Spirit of the Lord had departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord began to torment him. And some people were teaching some of his teachings and some of your Hebrew scholars that he started suffering from a spirit of schizophrenia. He started losing his mind off and on, up and down. He's not a healthy man. So the Spirit of God that kept sickness and diseases from King Saul was now departed. So the back shield was removed, and now demons jumped on King Saul. But look what happened in verse 15. Saul's minister said to him, "See, an evil spirit from God." Notice how Hebrew blame everything on God, good, bad, and evil. As you get to the New Testament, you really got to understand that evil and devils come from Satan, or evils and demons come from Satan. But anyway, let our Lord command his servant here to search for someone who can play the harp. He will play when the evil spirit from God, or permitted from God in the Hebrew language, comes upon you, and you will feel better. So Saul said to the minister, saying, "Look for attendance. Find someone who plays very well and bring him to me." One of the servants answered, "I have seen the son of Jesse of Bethlehem who knows how to play the harp. He plays it skillfully. He plays it very well." Hello, cousin Johnny McDuffie. Maria, well, I'm all the way up. Amen. Maria, well, God bless you. Confess that. And he said, "This is a brave man, and he is a warrior. He knows how to fight." Now, when you read out the Hebrew Greek Bible, that's 1 Samuel chapter 16, I will read it to you out of verse 17. "Find me a man who can play well and bring him to me." One of the young men answered, "Here, I've seen one of sons of Jesse who knows how to play very well. He's a brave soldier. He can fight. He chooses his words correctly, and he's a pleasant-looking man. Besides, Adonai is with him." That's the Hebrew Greek language. I love that. So David already has a reputation for being a warrior and a fighter, and he's not even in the Israelite army. He's still taking care of his sheep. He has a reputation for being a fighter because he knows how to get rid of lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. So I'm showing you that every victory you have in your life, every trial and test and tribulation that you overcome, that becomes your track record that people will observe and become your fan base. You know, no news travels like people who talk about you. This is very key. There is no one that can get gossip out like people. So people had a reputation already. Saying, hey, this guy David can play. I know this guy David can fight. Go get him to work on your staff. Now keep in mind, David is operating at a whole nother realm, because in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13, the horn of oil was poured on David, and the Spirit of God was upon him. God bless the counselor, Mike Jackson, who I pray for all the time. Tremendous leader in his board, and I pray for Mike Jackson all day. Love you, brother. Thank you for tuning in to Mike Live. Continue to pray for God, give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. God bless you and your family and your mom and all that you do. May God continue to bless and keep you even this holiday season. Love you, man of God. Tell you great. You never know who's watching you and who will promote you. And the deep thing is that the anointing came upon David. Watch the word, upon. That's the same anointing in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. So when the anointing comes upon you, you operate in a realm higher and deeper and greater and most unusual than the normal regimen. This is powerful. This is deep. So David now, he got a track record. People talking about him. People say, you know, go get that guy. I know how to play the guitar. I know how to play the piano. Go get that one. I know how to do the exercise. Get that one. I know how to do this. Get that one. I know how to do yoga. Get that one. I know how to do karate, kung fu. Get that one. I know how to do this. So they'll go find you and bring you to the meeting. See, this is what I'm so excited about, because due to the faithfulness of some leaders in Patterson, Dominic, Reverend McDuffie, Kayla, Dr. Schroeder, many of those at Pillar College is now an independent four-year college in the city of Patterson, because people stuck together and networked. No one person did it. From Pastor Lashman to Dr. Rose from PC College, to Congressman Pascarell, the mayor, Jeff Jones at that time, to Andre Sayre, the councilman, to council leaders, to clergy, the pastors, pastors of clergy and fire. We brought a full four-year college to Patterson that's infiltrating the school district, and it's spreading whether you like it or not. It's happening. Because what? Because someone dared to believe. See, the Spirit of God comes upon you and allows you the most unusual things. And it didn't happen just to lose it away. It didn't happen the way I thought it happened. It happened the way God wanted to. And when you walk in that power, man, it can make people jealous, envious, and try to even attack you. Let me warn you, don't mess with God worshiping. I warn you, don't mess with people that worship Christ. They're my dangerous folks to mess with. And this deep, man, you understand Christianity versus kingdom. Kingdom means you're operating in a system that's beyond this physical planet. There are invisible things fighting for you, and it's dangerous to mess with worshipers. Well, David is getting promoted. Now he's at the king's court. He's playing music, and watch how deep his music skill is. This is 1 Samuel 16, verse 19. Then Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said, send me your son David, who was with the sheep. Notice how David is always with the sheep. Sheep represent delegated ministry or delegated task. I want you to write this thing down. It's very deep here. I'm talking about principles you learn from the kingdom. Watching David. Find me someone who is serving your pastor and remaining faithful to the vision of a local house, staying connected to the vision, and staying with their leaders in good, bad, and ugly. I'll show you someone that knows how to get ready for promotion. Never does David let go of the sheep, even while he was anointed to be the next king. He stayed with the ministry of taking care of the sheep. People that let go of ministry and drop the ball, give up on their business, stop writing their books, stop working on their ministry, you're killing your promotion. David stuck with the sheep, even though people kind of found that a at New York. It's not important. I'm into war. I'm into knocking out giants. Oh, but God told me to take care of you. I'm trying to build a mega church, a big ministry. Oh, well, I would take care of this kid instead of that kid. I'm trying to build a large 10,000-member edifice. Well, I'm going to take care of this 9-year-old kid here that's suffering with some mental illnesses. I need to be with this child. And we compare big to success. Big might be swollen from infection. What you want to do is zero in on the chosen call that God gave you and continue to work the kingdom principles, even though it's not popular in the present season. Being faithful to what God has given through others is very key. Let me teach you about the connectivity between the anointing and the appointing. Nothing is worse to me than someone who's always anointed and never appointed. Now, here's where the balance of kingdom comes in at. If the anointing was enough, then God would have just anointed David as king, and that would have been it. But the anointing must touch and agree with the appointing. The anointing comes from God, but the appointing comes from man. And when I use the term man, I'm talking about man who is assigned by God to appoint. Because there's also a harlot type of appointing for man, which is for manipulation and control. When God sends you someone to appoint you to an office, this person is not going to compete with you. They're going to help raise you up and train you. Doesn't mean you're not going to have to do some homework and work hard. But nothing is worse for me to meet preachers and leaders who dominate their ministerial staff, never push for ministry, and want to keep people following you around like you're the great bishop for the next 20 years. Oh, it's sickening, sickening. A lot of the stuff we call pastoring is most likely sparrows, looking like pastors, control, manipulation. When you find a true father in ministry or a mother in ministry, you'll always push your ministerial staff to go greater than you. And push them beyond the border and get them outside the four walls and get involved with societal ministry, charitable ministry, prison ministry, senior citizen ministry, all ministries outside of the four walls, and get people moving in their gift, not competing with your staff. That's the dumbest thing for King Saul to compete with the David he's supposed to be raising up. Now, listen, this is very key. And you're also listening to www.mikebroadcast.com every Saturday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and I'm talking about principles from Kingdom Principles from watching the life of David. But I'm also dealing with Mike Live and showing you that these are things you have to get a hold of before we enter into 2018. Now, we got today and tomorrow what ends this year. And some of you need to get a hold of this and start practicing some of these principles I'm teaching. Now, I will admit that my style of ministry is quite neat, quite radical. And I have dealt with a large amount of rejection over the last 3 years of my ministry, 2014 and 17. Most of my local church left me. Most of the folks who were in my corner walked out because they feel led by the Spirit. They always feel led when it gets tough. When you prosper, they never led, all right? You have other folks God sends out because it's time for them to go. You have other sons and daughters, I would feast because they followed the proper protocol in my swap ministry and went out properly. But you also get the group of folks who get uncomfortable and don't like how you do things down there. It's okay. Don't get bitter, get better. But I'm letting you know that whatever needs, God always replaces. Because everything's supposed to be always turning so God can go for greater. David remains constant and consistent with the sheep, though he's not invited to the ball. Now, for the very first time, David is invited to this meeting. And here's the meeting. So Jesse took a donkey loaded with bread and skin of wine and young goat and sent them with his son David to Saul. Notice, even though Saul is rejected, fired, he stays in the position of king for another 14, 15 years until he dies in battle. So just because someone has taken up room and taken up space doesn't mean they're not already fired. God is the only God I know that was fired and still take you in charge. As you train up your own replacement, got some deep stuff, God said, fire. And then the actualization of it don't take place till years later. If you think you're in charge holding it down, all you're doing is training up your replacement. And that's what Saul did. Everything Saul did to kill David, David learned from it, and then Saul ends up getting himself removed, and David takes his place. Watch this. Saul actually died in battle, and Saul ends up being killed by someone else. But David always gave honor to Saul, even though Saul was trying to kill him, which means he always held his elders in high esteem, even though the elder was intimidated by him. And this is how you have to grow. You can't get bitter. You have to get better. Thank you, Ms. Nelson. Powerful. Thank you, Quincy Perry. God bless you. Thank you, Brenda Taylor. Thank you. Tanya Gray, thank you. Rita Holder, thank you. McCole, thank you. Let the word do speak for us. That's exactly what you got to do. You can't get bitter. You got to get better. All right? And this is key. If you get, look at Tanya. Tanya says, God removed those from your ministry to make room for those who really want to serve them and those who really want to be there, mighty in doing the work. Oh, beautiful, Tanya. Great. I like to see people teach and share because it goes to show it's not just me speaking, but you're learning and the circle is growing. And this is key. So David now, for the first time, is invited to a political forum. Before, he was not invited to the meeting, but then Samuel had him call. Now, since he was anointed, now these new doors open. Now he's being called to meetings. Now he's called to the meeting. So Jesse sends gifts with David to King Saul's royal palace. And this is David's new assignment. And keep in mind, David still is taking care of sheep. So I'm looking at all of this promotion David is getting, and David continues to take care of Jesse's sheep. You know why? Because David honors his parents. Some of you here today, you have a rocky relationship with your parents, and God wants you to serve your mom, serve your dad. You know, sometimes you're in a house and you're taking care of your mom and dad for a reason. And right, you're restoring relationships. And it's so important to understand, and this is why some of you, watch me, have it bad on your kids because you treat your mother and father so bad and so nasty. You know, the Bible says you're supposed to honor mother and father, that you might live long on the planet Earth. This is all biblical, man. David remained respectful to Jesse because Jesse had even not invited him to the ball. But never in this story did David ever disrespect Jesse. Did David ever disrespect King Saul? And both of them did him dirty, both of them. So let me tell you how you know your heart is right. When you always wish the best for people, when in their heart wish the worst for you. I wish I could watch these cartoons on TV. I used to watch this show called What About Bob? What's Up, Bob? And there's also another cartoon on TV. This little dog. He's so nice, the big dog. They try to do him wrong because he treat him so well and treat him so good. The big dog always falls into a trap. When you start doing good to others who treat you so wrong and so nasty, so disrespectful, you're attacking them with the things of the kingdom. And David never retaliates against King Saul. He serves King Saul, he serves his father Jesse, and he serves Father God. Look at the three daddies were in David's life. Daddy God, King Saul, and Jesse his father. And Jesse and King Saul did not treat David properly. But it did not give David any rights to stop being faithful. So stop thinking you're supposed to leave your church, walk around your pastor because you're not getting everything you want. You're not getting your Mickey Mouse way. You're going to quit the choir because they didn't sing your song. You know? They didn't know how anointed I am. And my anointing is being taken advantage of. So since I'm already anointed, I'm anointed more than the pastor because he didn't know all that garbage. Your heart not right yet. How you observe and stay faithful and consistent when you're being mistreated is key to promotion. And this is why I want to teach you. And listen to me. This is very key. I'm about to close out DDB Radio. I got less than about 5 minutes. Let me know how much time I got on DDB Radio, please, my engineer. I'm trying to show you that if we get the bitterness out of our heart and forgive those who did us wrong and don't hold grudges and let them go, you'll be surprised how God will blow you away. Sometimes I call it the EP prayer list. Before 2018 come into play, write down people's name that did you wrong, walked out on them, or feel disrespectful. Write their name down on a piece of paper and just start blessing them. Start praying for them. That will shake the kingdom of hell. Because no one would expect you to pray for those who despitefully use you. Learn to pray for those who disappoint you. Those that act like they don't know you no more. Speak well of them. I got 2 minutes left on this radio station, DDB Radio. I'm gonna just do DDB Radio here. I'm going to close DDB Radio app. Now, listen. You've been listening to www.mybroadcastddb.com every single Saturday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. We do invite you to come out this Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to 10:30 for our last church service at 535 Broadway on the street corner of 21st Street and Broadway. Come through the side gate, come through the side door, and come to a room that holds about 50 people. It's warm, heated up. We're going through transformation and renovation. If you're offended by the looks and you're afraid about something getting in your lungs, then don't come by someplace else. But this is where we're at, and I believe in God for a great service as we close out 2017. We also got Watch Night service at 9:30 p.m. to 12:30. Pastor Ricky Legard, Junior, and myself are having a back-to-back preaching. We ask you to come, and let's come. We got we're going to be doing a karaoke. I guess that's how you say the word. Karaoke. We sing along with music. That's what that simply means. And we just believe in God together. And so don't miss this. All right? And so thank you for tuning in to DB Radio. And tune in next Saturday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Don't miss this weekend. Let's close this weekend out with knocking devils out. Let's close 2017 out this year with a hallelujah shout. God bless you. Thank you for listening to DB Radio. Gotta go.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. 562-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now.